The last was about a contact mapping application, so is this one. And in some ways it's similar to the last, but in many ways it's very different. SpiderScribe creates concept maps, but makes the creating of richer media nodes within the map much more straightforward. It actually provides you with specific application style or type nodes. So once you've created your account, and it does allow you to create unlimited numbers of nodes, which is really helpful. The paid for versions that give you more features and more functionality, as you might expect. There's an example node map already created for you, so you don't have to necessarily start from a blank page. And that gives you a good introduction to the kinds of nodes that come, which include, as you might expect, all the text files. So just nodes have got text in them. You can do properties of the nodes, as you might expect too, so that you can arrange them in specific formats, so you can change the colour and border thickness and so forth. Simple textual node perhaps lack a little bit of the extra context that makes them more memorable, that brings more meaning into them. So in addition to that, you can also bring in image nodes. And it's a simple matter of dragging the node onto your work area and then uploading an image. You just follow the instructions and you upload the image and it pops it into the node for you. You can join the nodes one to another very, very easily. It's only a matter of dragging a little marker on the bottom edge of the node and dropping it onto the node that with which you wish it to be related. You can also bring in, and this is where it gets interesting, you can bring in documents. And there are various types of documents that you can bring in, including Word documents, believe it or not, PDFs. You can also have map nodes. So a mini version of a Google map. This starts to bring in really some interesting possibilities. And the other one is events. So when you drag an event node to your work area, you can then set specific date or time period with which that is related. So if we now start to think of possible applications, we could have students thinking about field trips that they've been on residential visit, about periods in history, or about regions in geography. And the calendars and the maps and imagery all add to that. Or maybe teachers could produce a node map. How about producing a concept map of the topic that you're going to be studying, including images, the Word documents, the